And he's been kind enough to come up a couple of levels to chat with us. Is that University of Nebraska President Hank Bounds. Disappointing. Is that the right word for it?
It is disappointing. You know, for those who are out there listening, I've been in lots of football stadiums all across the country for a long, long time, and I've never seen a more electric environment when players are coming on the field before we ever have the first snap. It was absolutely incredible, and I hate it because you know you get this momentum coming out. But you know the other side, Greg, this is not the worst thing that could happen to us.
Nope.
We live in an agricultural state. Farmers are thankful for this moisture that we're getting, and so at some point tonight this will get past us and we'll get back on the gridiron and watch the Huskers play.
Well, you said it very well. It was a very neat atmosphere here tonight. It's one that this fan base has waited a long time to feel after a really disappointing year last year, and then the announcement in early December that Scott Frost was going to come back to his alma mater to lead this program. And I know you've been around the state a lot in the last 8-9 months. I'm sure you have felt that from your constituents.
You know, this past week I left on Monday morning early, came back Friday afternoon, went all across the state, and the feeling of excitement is palpable. I mean, it is in every small town across the state. People are hungry for the Huskers to return to a place that they once were. And you know, you feel like you get sprinting here and get punched in the nose. But you're right, Greg. It's been so fun to talk to people about their passion, not just for Husker athletics, but people across the state genuinely love this university. There is a passion that is, in my view, just second to none. And it just helps that we have Scott coming back home. I've had the good opportunity to visit with Scott a number of times over the past couple of months and visit some practices. And I'll tell you, I think that people are going to be really excited about watching this high-speed, high-octane offense. I think we're going to see on defense young men running to the football. I think we're in for a real treat.
Yeah, I was going to mention that you have been to a couple of practices. Talk a little bit more just about the staff. Scott, everybody knows, but I've been so impressed with the rest of the gentlemen that he brought with him. And what a testament to Scott that all those guys wanted to uplift their lives in Florida. Some of them have never lived anywhere other than the state of Florida to come here and be a part of getting this thing going.
Well, you know, I have, as you know, firsthand knowledge about how difficult it is to pull up roots, mm-hmm. move across the country, try to get settled in somewhere else. The fact that every single coach came, a significant portion of the back office staff. But you know, when you watch a football game, a particular one that's on the road, you know, you don't think about all of the logistics that have to take place, the equipment, the everything that happens from lining up airfare to hotel rooms to feeding, you know, 80 players on the road and coaches and trainers. And it's the fact that everybody came was pretty special. But you know, maybe just a moment on the coaching staff. Again, I've been around coaching all of my life. I actually, as you know, coached early in my career. I went down and saw Jeff and Terry Bowden before the game. I coached with Jeff a lifetime ago, and so it was good to catch up with him. And I've had the opportunity to be around lots of really talented staffs. This staff is special. They are cohesive. And, you know, when you think about bringing in a new coach, you know that first year is going to be difficult because not only are you trying to get players to buy in, but it takes a little while for all the coaches and, you know, all the staff, the training staff, the weight staff, to come together as a cohesive unit. That was already there. And it really showed how, in terms of from the very beginning, of how well that recruitment went the day after they finished playing. And so talented guys, But the other thing about it is they are good men. They are good human beings. They are the kind of men that you would want coaching your son. You know that they're going to take care of them. With so many difficult things going on in college athletics, I don't worry about our young men in this football program. I know that Scott and his assistant coaches are absolutely going to make decisions that are in the best interest of our young student athletes.
Visiting with University of Nebraska President Hank Bounds, he was nice enough to come into the booth and chat with us. We feel and wait for, like all of you, to get this football game underway. You mentioned you were around the state this week. I don't think this is the first football game you've been to this week, right? Weren't you at UNK's opener the other night?
I spent most of the day at University of Nebraska Kearney. Great things going on campus there. Stayed for the football game. The team won 45-0.
Good.
Played really well. The coach there, the coach and staff, doing a really good job. And I think Kearney, you know, if anyone out there that has the opportunity, I would really urge you to go watch Kearney play. Really good football team. If you're a sports fan like I am, it's worth the drive.
Yeah, that's well put. And they play a lot of Thursday night games, so you can catch that and not interrupt your Husker viewing at all. All right, UNO, UNMC, everything good in the group?
Really good. I've spent a good bit of time talking about what's happening across the university. Many Nebraskans may not know about the depth of the research that takes place across this university campus. So let me just start maybe with the medical center. We just celebrated the one-year anniversary of the Fred and Buffett, Fred and Pamela Buffett Cancer Center. If you haven't visited there, I would urge you to go see the place. It is spectacular. The treatment that patients receive there is really special. You're treated like family. Every need is taken care of. And the unfortunate truth about where we are in Nebraska is that one out of every two Nebraskans in this state are going to hear at some point in their lifetime, you have cancer. And for me, it's a real relief knowing that we have a world-class cancer center that is doing life-saving work, treating patients. But on top of that, they really are working very hard to find a cure. And so it's not just about treatment; it's about curing. We just, as you know, about a month ago, received an extension of our UARC. We have a university-affiliated research center. And basically, what we do, our mission space is to combat weapons of mass destruction. And so, if you're a Nebraskan, you just have to sort of swell up with pride and be excited that University of Nebraska researchers are doing amazing work to keep our warfighters safe and to protect our national security. And then I'll take you to UNL, the land grant, the flagship, the place that is absolutely working really hard to increase crop yield. We just this week had a group of faculty members out in Sweden at the World Water Conference. Not only do we have a seat at the table when it comes to dealing with the horrific problem that our children and grandchildren will face on food and water security, but the University of Nebraska-Lincoln researchers are at the head of that table, leading scientists around the world. And so I'm really excited about the work that's going on across this university.
Well, you should be. How about the way you've been in Lincoln now several years. Isn't it incredible how much growth there seems to be just in this community? You got here right about the time where maybe just a year or so after PBA opened and the rail yard. It's a fun place to be. There's just a great energy around Lincoln, isn't there?
Yeah, so, you know, I have a family that will come in town. And so, you know, brother-in-laws and sister-in-laws, they're Auburn alums and Mississippi State alums, Virginia Tech alums. And they come into Lincoln. They go down to the rail yard on a Wednesday night. And it's just bustling with activity. You know, you walk into many towns, and you know things are kind of dead middle of the week. But boy, there's activity, there's excitement, and the closer that you get to a game day weekend, you know, that just ramps up. The restaurants, you know, the the vibe that is in downtown Lincoln is really pretty incredible. It is a quintessential college town.
Well, thank you so much for coming up. I'm not sure that young man's supposed to be out there, but got a guy running around in the middle of the field. Thank you for coming up, spending a few minutes with us. Let's hope we get some football played here tonight.
I sure hope we do. Thanks for having me.
Good to see you. Hank Pounds, University of Nebraska president here, as we're filling some time.